Well, President Trump said during the campaign that NATO is obsolete because it doesn't fight terrorism. But the truth is, the alliance has been in Afghanistan for 16 years. 25 NATO countries have forces there now, alongside more than 8,000 U.S. troops. Elizabeth Palmer is among the most experienced war correspondents today, and she brings us up to date on America's longest war.
Just last month, U.S. Marines fought a pitched battle in southern Afghanistan against Taliban fighters who've been launching one bold attack after another. The Taliban now control roughly one-third of Afghanistan, more than at any time since 2001 when the war began. Earlier this year, America's top commander in Afghanistan, John Nicholson, told the Senate Armed Services Committee the war was stalled.
Are we winning or losing?
Mr. Chairman, I believe we're in a stalemate.
16 years in, the Afghan war is costing America more than $3 billion a month. Back in 2014, the U.S. military was on its way out, handing Afghanistan's security over to the Afghans. U.S. troop strength, which had peaked at 98,000 in 2010, plummeted to 8,400. But now the Pentagon wants to reverse that. It's asked to add 3,000 to 5,000 more personnel. And for authorization to send U.S. forces closer to the front lines to back up Afghan soldiers who are often overwhelmed by the Taliban and dying in their thousands. Here in Brussels, the U.S. has been trying to talk its NATO allies into adding thousands more troops in Afghanistan as well. But so far, the reception has been cool. And as for the decision to beef up U.S. forces, it's been postponed, Scott, until the president returns to Washington.
Liz Palmer with us in Brussels tonight. Liz, thank you. Today, the Pentagon.